Can you even imagine in the Chavez caves, women painting on the wall pictures of their memories, pictures of their stories, pictures of their love affairs, pictures of their world.
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to...
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Daniel, and you're listening to the CITR Chart Show. I have a few friends in the studio with me, and why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey there, my name is Brian.
Brian's helping us out with the boards today, so shout out to Brian. Sorry, I cut you off, Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay.
And?
Hi, I'm Kiana.
Kiana is also helping us out today. Thank you, Kiana, and thank you, Jay. If you're a normal listener or a regular listener of the show, you may notice that Isia, our strong and fearless leader, isn't here today. So Isia, you are our miss today, but we will keep going in your honor. How's everyone's week going? It's Thursday, midterms are happening. How's everyone doing?
You know, never thought someone would ask that. Great question.
I care.
It's been a hectic week. I can't believe it's already Thursday. I'm not sure how many of you guys can relate, but time is moving quickly.
I think the Monday off kind of just pushed everything into high gear.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Also, okay, I'm not from Canada, but it seems like y'all get Mondays off all the time. Like, it's kind of nice, but it really does, it throws off the schedule.
Like, half the Mondays this school year have been off or
something. Yo, seriously, it's been crazy so far.
Is there a better endorsement for the four-day work week? I don't know if there I don't know if there is. Yeah. How's your week been, Jay?
Pretty good. I have 3 midterms the next week, so.
Amazing.
Oh, boo. No.
And Kiana, what about you? How's your week going?
It's good.
There we go.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Positive, keeping a fake positive outlook. And
fake
then
it
hoping
till you make it.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, glad everyone is having a positive in some form kind of week. We're going to get into the music. The first song we're going to play is called It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody. And that is by Wise Blood from her upcoming album, which I'm not actually sure what it's titled. Do you know, Jay, what it's called? Or we can figure it out later. We'll talk
out
about Wise Blood in a bit.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll be playing Glide in Peace, and that's by Cherry Blue. Hope you enjoy.
Sitting at this party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. Oh, it's been so long since I fell.
Everybody.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is The Chart Show. You just heard It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody by Wise Blood. And the song you just heard was Glide in Peace by Cherry Blue. So we'll talk about those songs a little bit, but Brian has brought something to my attention that I need to address. I didn't ask how the listener was doing this week. I'm really sorry. Brian, would you maybe want to ask? I don't know.
So how you doing, though? Is your week going okay? That's great. Same here. Yeah.
Awesome. Glad we resolved that conflict. But yeah, how do you guys feel about the Wise Blood song? I really like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I thought it was very beautiful.
And
that was great.
I'm a bit of a Wise Blood novice, but I believe there's a new album coming out.
Yes.
That so Jay knows about.
Wise Blood, it's called And in the Darkness Hearts Aglow. It's coming out November 18th on Sub Pop. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's her first album in 3 years now. Her last album was called Titanic Rising. Very good. It's just like Wise Blood does like the chamber pop, like folk stuff so well.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of reminds me of like Joni in the 70s. But yeah, Wise Blood is just amazing, amazing songwriter.
Beautiful voice too.
Yeah, she really keeps it like... She really cuts it clean for albums. Like it's like a short track list and everything's just great. So her string arrangements too, another thing, really just beautiful. So would recommend. Her album's out next month.
We will be streaming. Yeah.
You know, I gotta say, why does Sub Pop always play to my hipster sensitivities? Like everyone on Sub Pop, I'm like, oh my God, I love it.
The hold Sub Pop has on Brian's sensitivities is insane. And the second song we played was Glide in Peace by Cherry Blue. And I believe Kiana actually has some tidbits about some tidbits to share.
So Cherry Blue performed at the Victory Square block party that CITR had at the end of the summer. And,
a smash, I heard.
Yes. I was jokingly, well, it isn't a joke, but
it's
I
not
was,
a joke. It's
very I was
serious.
Going around being the fangirl I am, and I was like, he won a Kenny Beats beat battle. So that is some behind-the-scenes facts.
You heard it right here on CITR. He won a Kenny Beats beat battle.
That is the only award worth our mention
exactly.
here.
But yeah, great musician. Great use of like mixing and like with headphones, it sounds really cool, the like panning and stuff.
Love a good pan.
Yeah, love a good pan. Yeah.
What about the pots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was bad.
No, that was very good. We don't have any sound effects in the studio, but one thing. Thank you, Brian. We got there. One thing I wanted to mention, or I guess hand over to Kiana to talk towards a bit more as well, is if you kind of like the vibe that's going on in the studio right now, if you like discussions about music and anything similar, then we have something you might be interested in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, great introduction, Daniel. Thank you. It's the Music Collective. So CITR has different collectives, and one of them is the Music Collective. We're starting a bit late, but it's bi-weekly on Mondays, 6 to 7, and it's starting next Monday, this upcoming Monday, from 6 to 7, which is October 17th.
17th, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's really fun. You get to hang out and play music and listen to music, and we talk about a lot of different things. It's a good chance and a fun chance to be on air, similar to this, and... It's really fun, and you should show up 6 to 7 this Monday. Woo!
Great chance for hipster sensitivities to flourish, it sounds like. So we're going to head into the next two couple songs, and then maybe some PSAs or ads if we're feeling it as well. But the next song we're going to play is the brand new song by Men I Trust. I think it just came out like yesterday or the day before, and that's called Girl. And is it from an upcoming album? We don't know yet. They stay teasing us. And then the next song we'll play after that is called Happiness by the 1975. And that's from their album that's coming out tonight, which I believe is called Being Funny in a Foreign Language. So tune into that if you like some 1975. Brian, it looks like you have something to say.
I was just going to say, is that pre-released 1975? Are we getting a leak right now?
I think this was released before, but
okay.
Maybe. Let's go with your version of that sounds cooler. Let's go with that truth. Let's go with that. But yeah, let's get into some music and maybe some ads and hope you enjoy.
Je n'ai pas We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
We don't need to tell you.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hello, hello. Sorry for the delay there. This is Daniel, and you're listening to CITR 101.9. You definitely can't see us, but me and Brian did a little switcheroo, so now I'm behind the boards, and Brian is by the headphones. But yeah,
and let me tell you, Daniel, that was really slick. I liked that.
Thank you.
That was good.
I tried to do a fade out and a fade in. Brian is my biggest supporter right now.
So I heard a fade. That was a lot of fade.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
But you guys just heard Girl by Men I Trust, and then you also heard Happiness by the 1975. And while that song was playing, Brian had never heard that song before, and we were talking about how it sounded a little bit like a Western. What do you guys think? Like Western-y vibes.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of had this. Well, I mean, Men I Trust like usually does have that slower pace to them.
Yeah.
It's like a slow trudge kind of.
Yeah.
A march, yeah.
There was kind of, I don't know, this like calm certainty to the beat that like just like really reminded me of like Western music. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kind of like Showdown style.
I was thinking Showdown too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Like the pace of it was like the pace that I would imagine two gunslingers walking away from each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you guys have a favorite? No, that makes complete sense. I was about to ask, do you guys have a favorite Western movie? Because what immediately came to mind is Rango. And if that doesn't tell you that I have not seen a lot of Western movies, I think Rango, amazing film. But what do you guys think about Westerns? Any favorites?
You can also say Rango. I said Kill Bill while we were off the air.
Oh, you did say that, yeah.
Like, Kill Bill doesn't really count as a Western, considering it's, like, not directly in the West. But I think that, like, most of Tarantino's films are, like, definitely, like they use all of the Western tropes. So I'm going to go ahead and classify all of them as Westerns.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Kill Bill,
great movie. Yeah. Jay, what about you?
Honestly, I don't think I've watched many Westerns, but Blazing Saddles is pretty good.
Okay. I have not
seen that. Fire movie.
It's being added to my letterbox as we speak. And another another thing we were talking about, too, was Brian was asking. Maybe I'll just let you ask it again.
What was I asking?
You were asking if we listen to lyrics when we...
Oh, yeah. Do you guys listen to lyrics when you listen to music?
Jay, what do you think?
Personally, I don't listen to lyrics at all, but I really wish I was one of those people that just like took in all the lyrics the first time I heard a song and could just like know them forever. But
yeah,
like if it's, it'll take me like many times to actually get the lyrics for a song. Like personally, I'm just listening for the song itself.
Is it like a phono? I think it's called like phonographic memory. Maybe, maybe I'm making this
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like something like that. Yeah, just the music and not the lyrics.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do not listen to lyrics unless I'm like preparing to go to a show. Then I'll be like, I should know these in case the artist picks me out of the crowd to come on stage and sing their song with them.
Yeah. I think the only time I listen to lyrics is like if I'm going into something expecting like a rapper or something and it's like they're supposed to have like really good lyrics or something, then yeah, I'm going to listen to the lyrics.
Fair enough.
But if it's just some like average Joe, then
maybe
not really listening.
Fair. Well,
you know,
No, Brian. Continue.
I was just gonna say it's I don't know. My relationship with lyrics is kind of weird.
How so?
But well, okay. So like, I normally don't ever listen to lyrics.
Right.
But if there's a bad lyric, and it you know it's a good song, it'll just like ruin the entire song for me. Like I like won't be able to listen to it at all. I mean, there's this one song by The Garden. Oh God, what's it called? Something about how he like just got a motorcycle or something, and then like the last lyric he's just like talking about like riding his motorcycle into the sunset or something like really cheesy, and it's just like it's so I can't listen to it. I can't
sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, it's like this like one line and great track except for that one line. Sorry, The Garden. I'm like calling you out right now.
Callum just joined us, and we're going to put Callum on the spot here. Callum, do you listen to lyrics when you...
Oh, this kid totally listens to lyrics.
I don't listen to lyrics.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay.
No, Callum. I'm a music person first and foremost. I thought it'd be bad radio if I came in while you guys were talking.
No, such thing on the chart show.
I'm definitely guilty of enjoying music despite lyrics. Like I'm an admitted massive Playboi Carti fan, and I think he's a terrible lyricist, but I think that like that's part of the appeal.
I agree.
But yeah, when I'm listening to something like that, I'm not really listening for lyrics unless something is you know immediately striking for how hilarious it is. Yeah, I tend to have to look at lyric sheets to know what anybody's talking about.
Very fair. Very fair. Well. Speaking of not listening to lyrics, I feel like the next song we're going to go into probably doesn't have a ton. So we're going to be listening to Seventh String by Micaiah McCraven from the album In These Times that came out this year. And Jay, I believe you were saying that Micaiah McCraven will be making a UBC appearance.
Yes, he's a very talented jazz drummer, and he's coming with an entire ensemble to the Chan Center Saturday night.
This Saturday night?
Whoa. Yep, this Saturday night.
That's
and I'll
so
be
sick.
There. So
I'm totally going to be there.
If you are available, go.
Yes.
Do you need to get tickets for that?
Yeah.
You do need to get tickets.
Yes.
We just learned.
Sadly.
Yeah. But okay, have a listen to Seventh String. Enjoy. Thank you.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
And hello, we are live. Hello. Yes, we are live. So this is Daniel. We're here with
Jay
and Callum.
And Brian is in the corner, not by a microphone, but that is
Brian is in the corner. Yeah. Brian's in the corner squeezing his temples. Exactly. Trying to.
You heard Brian in the distance. So the songs we just listened to were Seventh String by Micaiah McCraven from the album In These Times. He's going to be playing this weekend at the Chan Center at UBC. You also heard After the Earthquake by Always from their new album Blue Rev. And then we also just heard Learning Opportunities by Sebaceous Dirigibles. I hope I said that correctly. And that's from their album Words, Words. And now we have a surprise exclusive here, because one of the members of that collective, Sebaceous Dirigibles, is right here with us in the studio. And it's Jay. Jay,
hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? I had no idea you were...
That's one of the bands I'm in with two of my friends, Russell and Spencer. They're across the country right now.
Where are they?
Toronto and...
I guess that'd be across.
Yeah, Toronto and Montreal. Yeah, McGill cool. And U of T. But we had an album come out this year called Words, Words. And that was the single from it, so...
I loved it. Yeah,
it was really good.
Sorry, not to cut you off. I was just going to ask, what is the vibe of Words, Words? What was kind of any themes, any, like, tell us about Words, Words.
We were trying to go for, like, we kind of split it between, like, acoustic and, like, electronic stuff. So, like, for some of the songs, I recorded, like, acoustic drums. Some of them I did electronic. We were trying to, like, share, like, writing of the music, too, around... getting stuff done, recording in like a home setting instead of...
Very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
And were there any like influences that came up when you guys were making this?
I'm not sure. I know for a lot of us, Mount Erie is like a main influence for some of the stuff that we do. Mount Erie, the microphones, that's basically the same person. But yeah, that's definitely a big influence. This song in particular, I kind of was thinking like LCD Sound System, at least for like the chorus part of it. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, very cool. And yeah. Callum, I understand you're also dipping your toe in the musical waters.
In the musical waters. Yeah, my band's also in different parts of the world right now.
Nice.
One person's in Boston. I'm in Vancouver, which I moved to from Victoria.
Cool.
And then two of our other bandmates are in Victoria. But yeah, I was in a band called Anteater Eater.
Oh, very cool. Anything on the horizon or no?
We're working on an album, actually, that's going to be coming out. But for the moment, that's sort of suspended. But just now, Brian and I have been playing together.
I love it.
I'm in Brian's sort of backing band for some live shows coming up. He's actually, I could let him speak on mic if he wants to come in, but he's in
come out of the
involved
corner,
in a project called Porch Fling.
Hello. I come out from the depths of the corner of the studio.
Let there be light.
Do I need the microphone? I do?
Yeah, get on the mic.
What was the question? I'm so sorry.
Just tell us about Porch Fling.
Ah, Porch Fling. Porch Fling, it's just like a series of songs that I wrote while in, I guess, like self-induced isolation. I like sort of excommunicated myself to Reno, Nevada for a summer and then just like wrote a bunch of songs that were inspired by the desert and casinos and, you know... The
Very
grind
cool.
set.
What does porch fling mean?
Porch fling? What does that mean? It means having a fling
on a porch.
On the porch,
presumably at the some porch. Party that you may, you know, forget about the next day.
I kind of love that.
Right? Yeah. But it's like that kind of energy, that like spontaneous, like, you know, there's something special
about
it.
Do most house parties in Reno have porches?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that Reno is not really a porch city. The name Porch Fling does not relate to Reno in the slightest. It was, we had this like, what's that thing called when you get like get a bunch of people? A think tank. Me and my drummer had a think tank and we like, you know, shot off like 200 band names and then Porch Fling was the one that stuck.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. So we may get into some Porch Fling and Anteater Eater next week. But I'm going to turn it back to Jay really quick to introduce our next song, which is called Hold Me Closer by Western Motel. I guess I just introduced it, but why don't you tell us a little bit about
sure.
it,
Jay? So it turns out I'm actually in another band called Western Motel.
Surprise.
Whoa,
double
this
band.
That's crazy.
And that's kind of the more like, I don't know, maybe like indie rock band. But
okay.
Yeah, we this is from our last album. We recorded an entire album during the summer. It's just to like actually mix it, which is hard to do when everyone's across the country. But yeah.
Hard to do in general.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get into some Hold Me Closer. Thanks for sharing that, Jay.
Time.
Hello, hello. We are back at the back with the Chart Show. I'm Daniel, and we're here with Jay, Callum, and Brian. We're getting a little spontaneous here, and we actually are going to play some Porch Fling. So I'm going to turn it over to Brian to maybe walk us through what we're about to hear.
Yes, yay! Yes, yes. Here we go. So we're listening to a song called Midtown, and it is about Midtown, Reno, Nevada. Now, Reno, Nevada is a very bizarre town, considering the fact that it's mostly casinos that are connected underground. You got downtown, which is not actually downtown. It's kind of like north of the city. Strange, I know. But it's like all these different casinos, and it's honestly pretty whack. It's like not a good vibe. And then you got another place called Uptown, which is north of downtown, which also is pretty whack because, again, it is predominantly casinos. Not a lot of fun stuff going on. No. Then you got Midtown, which is just south of downtown, ironically called Midtown. We're not going to talk about it.
Apt.
But it's where none of the casino goers go and all of the normal people who are just doing their things hang out. And I had a spot in Midtown. I really liked Midtown. It was a good neighborhood. So this is just a little ode to the neighborhood and the folks.
Awesome. And yeah. I think Midtown by Porch Fling's Brian is going to be closing our show out today. So before we go, anyone have anything to plug? Any last words? Anything that needs to... Personally, I've had a great time with all of you, so...
Definitely go to the Micaiah McRaven show if you can, because he's amazing. And I had no idea that was happening until this
Yeah, he's amazing.
And now I'm so hyped.
Yep.
Jazz King. Okay. Brian, anything else?
We miss Isaiah.
We miss Isaiah.
We miss Isaiah.
Everybody send love to Isaiah. She's in jail.
She's in jail. Ah. She was a